Pilots, Mary Portis, of course, getting thousands of pounds of government funding to help revive its town centre. But has the money, publicity and media spotlight actually helped? And with big high street names such as Argos and Burton planning to close in January, what does the future hold for the Kent seaside town? Graham Cook reports.
It's actually been over a year since the self-anointed Queen of Shops, Mary Portis, came to Margate. She found a town with potential, but low self-esteem.
I even got on the train and the guard said to me, why are you going down to Margate? It's bloody awful. I live there.
And that's the problem she and those who act in her name have been trying to address. Boost the town, the theory goes, make it feel good about itself, and things will start to improve. 6 months ago, Margate was officially named a Portas pilot town, with £100,000 of government money to get things moving, and a town team to guide it. Iris Johnston, Thanet Council's Cabinet Member for Community Services, thinks the association with Mary Portas is bringing precisely the benefit she hoped it would.
I think a renewed interest in the town. That's been absolutely amazing. We've had lots of people expressing an interest in opening shops, and as you see, we're outside of opportunity here, and young people renting spaces for, you know, weeks at a time, and I just see amazing buzz here. We've got the market. It's really terrific.
For all of that, you've got a couple of major retailers, Argos and Burton, just announced that they're pulling out.
That's right. That was a bit of a disappointment, but I think that's national influences. But I'm keeping fingers crossed that somebody's going to move into Argos.
Perhaps they will, but snags along the way have been a feature of the Portas pilot project in Margate since it started 6 months ago. A town team was formed with Louise Oldfield as secretary, but she and a number of other team members resigned in August. She says that since then she hasn't really seen much progress.
It's really great to see Popportunity, which was an empty shop on the high street, now with full of stall holders. That's really great. But I am concerned that we're 6 months in and I'm not sure that we've seen much other stuff happening.
There's £100,000 there. Is it being spent wisely?
I don't think we've heard of anything being spent. We haven't had any announcements, and I haven't seen where the money's being spent. If they have it, I don't know. We haven't heard anything.
Rebecca Smith, the editor of the Isle of Thanet Gazette, was another founding member of the Margate Town team. She feels it's important to keep the faith.
It has been perhaps a slower start than we'd anticipated to achieving the aims in the bid. However, things have happened. Tangible benefits include there being less shops which are empty. Obviously, there are still too many. One is too many, but there are less, and I think that that has come about due to the focus that the Portas pilot brought on Margate. Also, something very tangible that the Margate Town team achieved was the opening of Popportunity, which is essentially a pop-up indoor market in what was